Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34, after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Very excited about our good friend Matthew Cartwright being back on the show. Matt's one of the attorneys in our brain trust. He's a partner in the law firm Munley, and Cartwright. I think that means he's outnumbered over there, and he's in the great state of Pennsylvania. Matthew Cartwright, welcome back to the show.
How you doing, Jim?
Doing great. It's good to have you back. Oh, by the way, folks, I've been fussing and pushing Matthew to write a book, and he actually did that. He got a couple of co-authors together, and they wrote a book called, write this down, folks, you're going to want two of these, Litigation, Commercial, and Business Tort Cases. That's flying off the shelf at the local Amazon, isn't it, Matt?
I don't think the shelves are stocked with it. This is hot off the press. It's Thomson Reuters is the largest law book publisher in the world, and all about 3 years ago, they asked me to write a book about litigating business tort cases, and I told them, well, I will under one condition, and they said, what's that? And I said, I got to get some co-authors, and so they allowed me that, and I got these two great lawyers, Kirk Reasonover and Joe Piper, out in New Orleans, both of whom specialize in securities cases. Mm-hmm. I really don't so much, so they helped me out with that angle. But it's a comprehensive review of what businesses go to court over.
Yeah. Well, and folks, I was teasing Matthew a little bit. I wasn't being hateful. I was just teasing him a little, because it is more of a technical book. It's not exactly beach reading, right?
Well, that's right. But Jim, I only wrote it because you told me I had to write.
I've been on your back for how long now? Getting you to write, telling you you need to get a book out.
Like white on rice.
That's exactly right. So what would be the most important part of that book that you think a small business audience would, if they were going to pick that up and turn to a chapter, which one do you think would be the one that you'd recommend they turn to?
If I were going to make a recommendation to a small business owner at all about the book, it would be talk to your lawyer. Every small business should have a go-to lawyer for any kind of legal question they have. And mention to your lawyer that this is out, and it's probably something that will help him or her analyze issues that come up with your business practice.
Right, right. But how about?
If they want to read a chapter themselves, I would say probably the part about insurance company bad faith and bad practices.
Ah, yeah, that's kind of a hot button for you, isn't it?
Well, it is,
because you've defended a lot of small business owners or helped them be the plaintiff when they've been abused by companies like that, right?
I have, and in fact, sometimes I start out. I do all kinds of major civil jury trials, Jim, and some of them are injury cases.
Right.
A lot of times, what you have is instead of the go-to lawyer defending the company, it's the insurance company lawyer. In fact, it's almost always the insurance company lawyer defending the company. And, you know, if the insurance company doesn't fulfill its obligations of properly protecting the assets of your company and trying to get the case settled within the policy limit, what happens is the plaintiff's lawyers, a lot of times that's me, get a verdict in excess of the policy limit, exposing the assets of the company to attachment.
Yeah.
Well, then what happens is we will accept an assignment of rights against that insurance company, and I ended up representing the interest of the defendant company against its own insurance company.
Hmm.
It's fascinating, and it all flows from, you know, sometimes insurance companies don't do the right thing.
Well, and of course we're not here to bash insurance companies, because you know in my long career I haven't seen that. I haven't seen an insurance company abuse me. I paid a lot of insurance premiums, as you can imagine. But I've always had a good relationship. But I do know that it happens, and because there's this one thing about insurance companies, they have human beings working there.
That's one thing. And the other thing is that they're in it for making money.
What's wrong with these people? I cannot believe this. They're in it to make money? What's wrong with these insurance companies? Matt, the book's available wherever books are sold?
Yeah, it's a Thomson Reuters publication.
Yeah.
And if you just go on the Thomson Reuters website, you can find it.
Litigating Commercial and Business Tort Cases by Matthew Cartwright and his two co-authors, Joe Pfeiffer and Kirk Risenover. Quick break, 30 at 9 after. Almost 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. I want to talk about antitrust when we come back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.